Iran has been in turmoil all week, but is it now all over, as Iranian authorities claim? Some 450 anti-government protest figures have been arrested and apparent confessions have been aired from some on state TV. But the deep economic grievances that fueled the uprisings in two dozen Iranian cities this week remain utterly unchanged. Tehran-born Hooman Majid is an Iranian-American journalist and an author based in New York City. I asked him earlier whether the protests have really ended.
Well, we don't have evidence that they're ended, and I'm not sure that they'll ever end. I mean, the truth of the matter is that there have been protests ongoing in Iran way before this latest round, which turned violent. Various kinds of protests, like protests people outside banks demanding the banks to pay them back the money that they've lost in various schemes, or people looking for their wages and stuff like that. Not on the scale that we've seen in the last week. But I think that the main point that the Iranian government is trying to make is that they believe that there are certain instigators of this violence and of this latest round. They have rounded up something like 400 or 500 people and put them in prison. And actually, I saw that today they actually had aired some confessions on state TV, which are never obviously reliable. But I think they believe that they've at least got a control of the demonstrations and the protests. But I think that you're going to see these kinds of things pop up from time to time as long as Iran is in a, you know, problematic economic situation, which it is.
We've seen counter protests as well reported overnight supporting the government. There are many Iranians who don't support the anti-government protesters. So how genuine are these counter protests?
Well, I think they're genuine to a certain degree. There's a number of ways of looking at it. One is that the regime has pretty widespread support overall among the very, you know, faithful, the loyalists, and what that widespread translates to 20%, 30%. It's still a significant number of Iranians who support the system, who support having this system, having an Islamic Republic. But beyond that, there's quite a large group of people who don't want to see Iran descend into a Syria or descend into a Libya. And that's something that concerns and scares many reformists, ordinary Iranians, which is why I think you don't see too many people joining these protests. I mean, the numbers are actually quite small as compared to 2009, which was prior to the Arab Spring.
Now, the US president has been egging on the protesters and condemning the authorities in Iran. He's got a big decision to make soon, though, and that is whether to continue the waiver of sanctions that are part of the nuclear deal. Just explain to us where that is at.
Well, where it's at is he has reluctantly waived those sanctions, I guess, three times now since he's been president. And he was supposed to certify every 3 months that the Iranians are complying with the nuclear deal, which the IAEA, which is the UN agency responsible for knowing whether the Iranians are, with inspectors on the ground, has always said they are complying with the deal. But President Trump in October decided not to certify that Iran is complying with the deal. That left it up to Congress to decide whether they, 60 days for the United States Congress to decide whether they wanted to reimpose the sanctions. They chose not to do that. Now we're at a situation where in mid-January, there's two decisions to make. He once again has to certify whether Iran is complying with the nuclear deal, which is highly unlikely he will do that, given that he already didn't do that in October. And then he also has to waive the sanctions to be not in violation, for the U.S. to not be in violation of the nuclear deal. Because as long as Iran is complying with the deal, according to all the participants and the UN agency, the United States has to waive nuclear-related sanctions, the unilateral sanctions that the U.S. put on Iran on the basis of its nuclear activity. If he decides that he won't waive those sanctions, then the U.S. is in violation of the nuclear deal. Then it becomes a big question what Iran does, what the Europeans do, what China and Russia do. It's very hard to say at this point.
Hooman Majid is a close watcher of Iranian politics, on the line earlier from New York.